Thunder Bay. A Kapuskasing man with a long history of convictions relating to voyeurism and breaking and entering dating back to 1977 has pleaded guilty to more charges, including prowling in Haliburton and robbery in Thunder Bay. Raul Gilbert, 61, appeared via video in a Thunder Bay courtroom before Justice Lisa Cameron from the Algoma Treatment and Remand Center in Sault Ste. Marie, where he pleaded guilty to one count of loitering or prowling outside a dwelling without a lawful excuse and one count of robbery. The court heard that on May 22, 2021, a woman living in Haliburton County near Dysart observed on surveillance footage a man walking around her property and coming to the front and back of the house. The man, later identified as Gilbert, said he was following an injured deer. The woman said she had previously seen him walking back and forth on the road in front of her home and his conduct made her uneasy. At the time Gilbert appeared on the property, the woman's husband's vehicle was not in the driveway, leading her to infer that he knew she was home alone with her three daughters. The court also heard that on September 2, 2021, a security guard observed Gilbert yelling to himself in Marina Park at approximately 12:45 a.m. The security guard approached to warn him about a recent bear sighting in the area and Gilbert became agitated and pushed the security guard. The guard then attempted to call for backup with a cell phone and Gilbert pushed him again and took the phone. He was located a short time later by Thunder Bay Police Service officers who were called to the scene and he was arrested. As part of a joint submission on the part of defense counsel Amy Gran and the Crown, Justice Cameron agreed to a sentence of 9 months. With pre-sentence custody credited at 252 enhanced days, Gilbert will remain in custody for an additional 18 days before being released to a treatment program. He will also be subject to 2 years probation following his release. While Justice Cameron said Gilbert's pleas of guilt and expressed remorse, as well as his desire to seek treatment were mitigating factors in accepting the joint submission, she pointed to Gilbert's extensive criminal record on related charges as a significant aggravating factor. Gilbert's criminal record dates back to 1977 and includes more than 100 convictions relating to breaking and entering, voyeurism, and trespassing, including an incident in Cambridge, Ont. In October 2012 when he was found looking at a woman coming out of the shower and masturbating outside her window. According to reports by The Record, Waterloo Region Media, Gilbert admitted to police that he had been looking in windows to watch women since the age of 12. Justice Cameron also heard on Wednesday that Gilbert is of Métis heritage and has been subjected to physical and sexual abuse by adoptive guardians at a young age and his own conception was the result of a sexual assault. Gilbert has also struggled with drug abuse and homelessness and Gran said his lengthy criminal record is a chronicle of the struggles he has faced. Gilbert will be required to submit a DNA sample and is subject to a lifetime weapons prohibition. He is to have no contact with the victims and upon his release, he will attend a treatment program in Thunder Bay and will be required to attend counseling. The victim fine surcharge fee was waived.